Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we bring in our friend from the BetMGM Network. It is Sam Paniatovich, Sammy P, SP Shoot on X. Sam, how are you?
What's up, my friends? I just almost got attacked by wild turkeys outside my house. How are we?
Wait, so that was a picture of your house that you actually posted on Twitter?
Yeah, so I have a mailbox on the corner. It's a two-minute walk, and I had to drop something off. The cutoff is 1 o'clock here, and obviously we're an hour ahead, so it's 12:30. I spun out my door, pep in my step, and I look up, and there are four turkeys ready to devour me for years of Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were going to turn the tables on me. And I wish there was Ring camera footage of it. There's not. I wish there was.
Oh, that's hilarious. I just retweeted it. Not that anybody knows where at Grody Sports is anymore, because Mark Grody Sports is dead for some reason. But
at Grody Sports is how you tell people where you are.
Yeah,
you
I guess so.
It. You did the thing you needed to do.
I guess you're right, Layla. It's just a complaint, just a little editorial on Twitter. But Sammy, so where are you living, man? Are you on the south side of Chicago? Where do we have wild turkeys?
No, that's in Boston. It's 10 minutes north of Boston.
Oh, okay.
A town called Medford. By the way, sorry about the Twitter. So they got Spiegel and Grody?
Serious? I mean, it was so weird. Like, within about a month, we thought it was some sort of, it might be some sort of score conspiracy. But yeah, man, like, it's been dormant now for a couple of years. I should probably circle back and see if at Mark Grody Sports is still alive or even in existence. But yeah, it was kind of devastating, but I'm starting to get over it, I guess, Sammy, you know?
Well, I apologize, and I know we're here to talk sports and sports betting, but I was on vacation 2 weeks ago, and I kid you not, I got an email from Twitter. And you know how it always asks, is this you? ? And the pin was in Samara, Russia. And I thought, oh no, like, they were trying to hack me from Russia. I caught it, luckily.
Wow.
But I don't know what it is about Chicago sports people or former Chicago sports people. They keep losing their X accounts.
It's so weird.
It happened to my old one, Layla Rahimi CSN, because that was Comcast Sportsnet, and that got taken by somebody in Russia. And then now it's dormant.
So sad. So sad. All right, Sam, even if that was a Boston picture, I know you are all about the south side of Chicago. So you've got to be thrilled about the Pope situation. And there were, I'm being serious here now, there were odds on the Pope. So how much money could people have won if they knew it was going to be Pope Bob?
So you can't bet this at Circa. You can't bet it at MGM. It's a bet that you can make across the pond. You can make it in Canada. Mm. You can make it in the islands, like in the Caribbean and all that. He wasn't even a factor, man. I'm looking at a price right now. Uh-huh. I mean, in all seriousness, he was over 100-1. 100-1.
Wow.
So there was a slip floating around yesterday that somebody bet $500 and made $52,000.
Wow.
I mean, I get it. Never been an American Pope, so why would anybody buddy, bet on an American to win.
I'm trying to give you the equivalent just for odds. So I'm looking right now at like bad baseball teams. The equivalent of that would be, let's see, be the Cincinnati Reds to win the World Series, which is not happening this year.
Well, you know, Terry Francona, maybe that's something people want to look into. Just saying.
Is that a tip or is that a question? Yeah, I can't tell.
No, that's a question. I also want to ask you about just any Bears movement. I see we have some discussion about the coach of the year wagertainment as well.
For the second straight year, I kid you not, the Bears head coach is favored to be the coach of the year.
Yes.
It happened last year. I'm sure you guys remember talking to Joe O about it. Matt Eberflus was actually the odds-on favorite to be the coach of the year. That did not work. That said, this Johnson hype is even higher, and him and Vrabel right now, Vrabel, of course, the new Patriots coach, they are both about 6-1 to be the coach of the year. I imagine Ben Johnson will be better than Matt Eberflus. I probably predict the offense to be a little smoother, and I think Johnson likes timeouts and using timeouts.
Oh, you can't take them with you, huh?
It's hard to get super excited when we just, like, from a betting standpoint, like, okay, if Eberflus was the favorite last year and got fired in season,
right,
by the way,
first time ever,
am I that excited to bet a rookie head coach to win the coach of the year? I guess the blueprint is there, but I'm jaded by what happened last year, you know?
Yeah, well, and I've been going through this a couple times recently, Sam, and I went through every Bears head coach in their first year since 1978, and the only one that had a winning record in his first year was Matt Nagy in 12-4, which obviously was eventually not sustainable. So, and I get that there's all sorts of things that you have to look at, what roster that they adopted, but it doesn't happen very much. A lot of times, and Matt Nagy, by the way, was coach of the year as well. So, yeah, I think I might not think he's going to be the coach of the year this year. What about, I got to tell you, man, like, I feel like a little left out on the NBA playoffs because I've not really had time to watch them. But from everybody that's watched, like Marshall Harris, co-host of this very show, just loving every minute of it. Everybody that's watching the NBA playoffs is talking about it as the most spectacular thing in sports right now. What do you have for us in the NBA playoffs?
Well, you've seen five times now in this round, Grody, where a team that has 60 regular season wins blowing a 20-point lead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think that's basically where people are getting at. You know, the first round, generally speaking, has a bunch of blowouts. You have great teams against bad teams, like, you know, the Cavs against the Heat, if you will. But it's been the upset so far this run. I mean, Cleveland goes down 2-0. Boston goes down 2-0. And all the narratives were across the country, well, it's going to be Boston and Cleveland to go to the finals. And here they both are down 0-2. So I think it's been a little bit of that. Also, you had Oklahoma City blow a 20-point lead to Denver in game one. Jokic had 42 points and 22 boards. I was trying to think the other day, like, when I was a kid, who would have done that? Probably Charles Barkley would have done a 40-20 game. Like, that's probably a fair statistical comp. But it's been the upsets this round. You have a bunch of teams that are supposed to walk to the conference final that are down, you know, either 0-2 or they're tied 1-1. And I think the cream eventually rises. In fact, I made a bet this morning. We talked about it on Bet Sweats. Even down 0-2, the Celtics are favored to get past the Knicks, which probably sounds a little weird, but they're favored in game three. They're going to be favored in game four. And obviously they're going to be favored in 5, 6, 7 too, because if you're favored at home by 10 and favored on the road by 5, you're going to be favored every way going forward. So that's a bet I made this morning and we talked about on the show. It's not popular, but when First Take and shows like that say the Celtics are dead, that's when I pounce on the Celtics because First Take is always wrong.
That's a great approach. We're talking to Sammy P. He is the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network, getting a little wagertainment discussion in.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And I even want to ask you this about the NBA playoffs. I think you can still probably bet on this up until game time. What's the likelihood that Indiana takes a 3-0 lead on the Cavaliers?
So the money came in. The market never sleeps, Layla. It's not like the stock market when it goes out at a certain time. At 1:30 in the morning, so everybody was probably tuckered in their beds, the Cavaliers went from -2.5 to -4. That is a big move. It might not sound like a lot, a 1.5-point move, but to go from 2.5 to 4 in the middle of the night is a substantial move. And if you look right now, it's out to 5.5. So that's a combination of a couple things. People are going to bet Cleveland to go up and win a game, but I think you're going to see some players like Garland or Mobley or both come back to the fold because those guys were hurt, did not play in game two. Moves like that at that time are from sharp players that usually win. And the info probably is across their desk, so they make a bet, they move the market, and people have chased the market. It doesn't look good for the Pacers, but hell, they were huge dogs in game one and game two. So this would statistically be the best chance for them to win, but I think that the math guys are saying that Cleveland and Boston both can't lose three in a row. They're just too talented and too deep.
Bring us, sir, to the Stanley Cup playoffs. What have you there?
Oh, what an open-ended question there. The Blackhawks look really good, man. Man, I think if they can just make a couple adjustments, they can win tonight. No,
hey, be ready, by the way. Be prepared, because I'm going to ask you about your White Sox, too, after you answer us what's hot in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Then you're asking the next question.
Don't worry, I have a White Sox take, and I also have another Bears take on the way out.
Take it away,
Do
Sammy.
Do it all, yeah.
Yeah, we're going
like,
to sit back.
We're up against a break, so let it cook.
Yeah.
Edmonton is favored to win the Cup. They've won 6 straight games where they've trailed in every game. That's never been done before. They have Connor McDavid. They're favored to win the Cup right now. The White Sox, Grody, I bet them in the offseason over 49.5 wins. I don't feel good about it.
That's so sad.
I don't know if I'm going to get there. And then for all you Bears homers out there looking to bet the over this year on the win total, since Lovie Smith got fired in 2012, the Bears have gone over the win total one time.
Woo!
One time, Layla. This is the one.
When was the time?
Mitch Trubisky, 12-4, 2018.
I figured it was 2018.
Yeah, people were excited about that, see, because it was the second. Mitch Trubisky was going from the 100-level courses to the 300-level courses. Remember all that? The irony of it is the offense really had nothing to do with the success of the Bears that year.
No, it did not. No. Well, I feel like I'm not as optimistic about the White Sox. It kind of plays into a 5-on-1 question we have at noon, but you sprayed to all fields, Sam. Nicely done.
Versatility, Layla. Good to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. Always good to hear
good
from
luck
you,
with those turkeys. They look very frivolous but menacing.
I'm hiding under the bed. See you later.
They're very decorated.
They look like velociraptors.
That was Sam Panionovich, Sammy P, host of Bet Sweats on the Bet MGM Network. And
raptors.
If you want, you can take a look at the turkeys that were in his front yard. They do look very stately.
Yeah, I mean, like real velociraptors kind of look like wild turkeys.
Real velociraptors we haven't seen.
Oh, do you think we have
Jurassic
raptors?
Park is not real.
You've got raptors.
At least not right now. I would be terrified and die immediately if that were the case.
Life finds a way.
Don't. Not today.
Not today.
The sun is shining. The people Pope. Are out and about. They're optimistic.
You're right.
And we have halftime coming up next. Mark Rohde and I had some interesting experiences at the Barrett Sports Media Conference, the summit that happened yesterday. So Tales from the Summit next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.